عزیز اشعار و عارف بالله حضرت اقدس حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. The title is تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا. ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا. کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعا یارد نہیں ہوتی. کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعا یارد نہیں ہوتی. نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا. نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مل ہرے انوار کا باہر. یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مل ہرے انوار کا باہر. یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا. یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ و امید کرم آیا. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ و امید کرم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں یقتل. زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں یقتل.
میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا، میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، اگر کے پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، اگر کے پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، کرم سے رب کعبہ کے جو آیا رد نہیں ہوتی، نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا، by your threshold your servant has come to your mercy and grace. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. It is only out of the grace and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now I am present before the haram. ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا. And at that time when we are in front of the haram, in front of the Kaaba, that time of our life, that moment of our life is the most, one of the most precious moments of our life. کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعایا رد نہیں ہوتی. And in such places, in front of the Kaaba, as it says, by the qasam of the Kaaba, a person's du'as are never rejected. Nazar ke saamne qismat se meri multazam aya. In front of my eyes, that blessed place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and great great awliya would pass, where they set foot on, and Allah ta'ala has blessed me to be there. And also in front of me is a multazam where the du'as are never rejected. یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مظہر انوار کعبہ ہے. Every portion, every part of this place, it is full of anwarat, full of blessings and full of light. یہ مالک کا کرم ہے. This is only the grace and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا. For the person who comes to this blessed places, that is why the ulama mention that if a person is ever, it is not based on a person's wealth or affluence that a person goes for Umrah and Hajj. Rather, it is only the call which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which enables a person to go and visit these blessed places. اگرچہ پر خطائے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ. Even though, O Allah, the servant of yours is full of sins, but which other place can we go? Which other threshold? Which other place can we turn to? تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا. O Allah, your servant has come in front of you and full of hope that, O Allah, that you forgive us for all our sins, Ya Allah. زبان شکر قاصر ہے. The tongue is deficient and cannot express enough gratitude for this blessing. لغت میں دم نہیں اختر. And the dictionary cannot describe, doesn't have any words to describe what I am going through and how to express my gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. meri ummeed se zyada nazar unka karam aaya. More than my hopes, I see in front of me the grace and the great, great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nuhmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. The last time we were reading from the kitab of Hazrat Mawlana Shabri Thani rahmatullahi alayhi regarding the revolution of the ummah. We are saying that there are so many problems in the ummah. So Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi is explaining now that we have gone so far away from deen. How are we going to wake up again? So what is the way to rectify this change and how to reform? In the previous question it was asked, is reformation of the change not incumbent, or the degradation brought about by the change, is it incumbent for us to change now? It is not expected of any Muslim to answer that there is no need to reform and reverse the detrimental process of the evil change which has and is presently gripping the ummah. No Muslim can say that there is no need to reform the stagnant condition of the ummah. We shall now, inshallah, indicate the way by which the ummah may achieve the incumbent reformation. At the very outset, it should be understood that the change or revolution which the ummah has suffered is a spiritual sickness. Like physical sicknesses have causes, so too have spiritual ailments. Like the cure for physical disease is the elimination of the causes, so too the cure for spiritual sicknesses is the elimination of its causes. Once the causes of the spiritual sicknesses have been eliminated, spiritual health and vigor will be the result. There are two factors to be dealt with in this regard. Number one, diagnosis to establish the cause. What sickness is there? What is the cause of our sickness? And number two, ways and means of eliminating these causes. A careful and thorough study and examination will reveal that the cause of the ummah's disease of change and decadence consists of two parts. Number one, there is a lack of Islamic knowledge. That is, there is widespread ignorance prevailing in the ummah. And number two, there is lack of determination, courage to act on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the absence of knowledge, the essential laws of the deen remain hidden. Lack of determination, the second thing, it stops a person from practice, even if one possesses knowledge. So the ways and means of eliminating the causes of our degradation. This is the most important factor which demands the greatest attention and the firmest resolution. It has been stated above that the cause of the ummah's fall consists of two parts. Now each of these two parts have to be attended and eliminated in different ways. Both the ulama and the seekers of knowledge have a role to play in the elimination of ignorance. And for each group, the program of action is different. One is the layman, that is those who have to seek knowledge, fall into two categories. Namely, the wealthy who have sufficient means, and those with lesser means, who have to spend their time in earning their livelihood. The wealthy who have the means should free their sons and dedicate them to the purpose of acquiring deen knowledge. Although worldly knowledge may be pursued, this should only be to the degree of necessity and should be kept subservient to the deen. The purpose of worldly learning should never be allowed to eclipse and go higher than Islamic knowledge. In this way, the new generation, the offspring of the present generation, will be reformed. The elders themselves should engage in the acquisition of knowledge. Arrangements must be made with an alim or one well versed in deen knowledge. Ilm should be acquired from such a person systematically. If possible, acquire the knowledge through the medium of the Arabic language, for Arabic is the medium of greater insight. If this is not possible, then acquire through the medium of Urdu, or in our country in English. On the advice of an experienced alim, a set of books should be studied. The books prescribed should comprehensively explain the various branches of deen, that is, aqaid, ibadat, muamalat, muashirat, and akhlaq. Each book should be studied twice or thrice under the guidance of an ustad. If this is not possible, then complete each book at least once by an ustad. Thereafter, study it several times on your own. Those not in a position to devote much time to the acquisition of knowledge because of involvement in earning of livelihood should also study a set of books. These books should be prescribed for their children as well and should be studied repeatedly. The system of self-study should be adopted until arrangements can be made to enlist the service of an ustad who can teach the books. The study should proceed systematically and with regularity. Should any section in the books not be clear, then make a mark, and when meeting a person of knowledge, seek clarification from him regarding the relevant section, but never form your own opinion, for this can be very dangerous. Those who are unable to read, and for some reason cannot dedicate their children to the acquisition of knowledge academically, should initiate among themselves classes for deen knowledge. They should make an effort to obtain the service of a qualified alim who will teach them the authentic books of Islam. If a qualified alim is not available, enlist the service of one who has benefited from the company of ulama. If such an instructor is not available free, the community should make arrangements to pay him. The classes should be conducted with regularity, preferably daily. If not daily, at least once a week. The teacher who is a non-alim should not explain anything in the books which he does not understand. He should mark the relevant path and seek clarification from the ulama. If a suitable teacher cannot be obtained locally, introduce one from outside and pay him a salary. Do remember that when collecting funds, employ only means which are Islamically lawful. The various categories of seekers of knowledge should, in addition to their respective ways of study, adopt another two obligations. These are: number one, whenever you are not aware of the Sharia's ruling regarding any of your affairs, worldly or religious, immediately approach the ulama ya haq for guidance. If locally no such alim is available, write to such ulama who will be able to guide you. If one masala is asked every day, after a year one will have acquired the knowledge of 350 masail. After 10 years, this number will have grown to 3,500. This is not a difficult task. And the second point is, the second necessary duty is to visit frequently the gatherings of ulama, be such gatherings public or private occasions. After the acquisition of knowledge by the women folk and for the ulama, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, we will continue.